question.
David, you just said you'd get back to what you thought the council's plans for the future were for the site in the early part of your talk. What is that? Or you said maybe the lack of.
Now, I was referring to the what I was saying then was probably shouldn't have even talked about that aspect of it. But I was referring to that after the expressions of interest and the council got involved with the developer, 50% was council's role and 50% for the developer. The developer took most of the Royal Melbourne site, which is open for we've seen a whole suburb of houses built on one part of it there on across the river. The council took over the heritage part of the site, and over time, effectively, they've disposed of a number of those buildings, which we're quite aware of. So we're down to effectively, from a Willow Court point of view, and from a public point of view, we're down to the barracks, Bronte, and Alana, and occupational therapy and Carlton and Frascati, which I haven't mentioned. So that's really was what the responsibility that I was given to look at, rather than the whole of the original campus. And I think I was, when I said what I said over there, I think I was indicating that I think the council probably didn't really have too much of a strategic approach to the disposal of all of those other buildings, because we could have done a lot of work with funds coming from those buildings in restoration had it been done differently. But it still is a major issue as far as the council is concerned, and that's what led me to the belief that that perhaps Willow Court should be part of a government agency, and perhaps it should be the Port Arthur Authority. That oversights the facility. And so that's where they come from. I'm sorry if I've sort of confused you, mate.